Noble as an intelligent and thoughtful man who realized he was mentally ill and wanted help. Marvin Noble's mental illness consisted partly of paranoid delusions. Psychiatric reports in his court file show Noble suffered from a fear of his food being poisoned and of plainclothes police officers spying on him with evil intent. Noble took the psychotropic drug Haloperidol, or Haldol, a powerful tranquilizer administered by injection bimonthly at the mental health department's Ukiah office. Common side effects include difficulty speaking or swallowing, inability to move eyes, loss of balance control, mask-like face, muscle spasms of neck and back, restlessness, shuffling walk, stiff or weak arms and legs, trembling hands, blurred vision, and weight gain. Friends and acquaintances noticed many of these symptoms in Noble, especially his weak arms and legs. Noble often could walk only a block at a time without resting. His eyes stared straight ahead out of his mask-like face, and he occasionally had difficulty in speaking. Haldol is a heavy, heavy drug, as heavy as Noble himself, it might be said. He carried more than 300 pounds on a smallish frame at the time of his death. Friends said his size caused him much anxiety. He was only 5'6" tall. Back at the time of his release from Atascadero, Noble had weighed 155 pounds. Friends and court documents confirm that Noble was unhappy with the drug regimen of his mental health helper because of the side effects, especially his obesity, and Wolf confirms he was, quote, decompensating, that is, refusing to come in to receive the Haloperidol injections. This is apparently why the mental health department sent the police to bring in a man suffering from, among other things, a paranoid delusion that the police were out to get him, and the non-delusion that the medicines he was made to take might be killing him. The bare, quote, facts of Marvin Noble's death at the hands of Ukiah police raise many troubling questions, not the least of which is why are police investigators telling civilian witnesses not to talk to anyone about what they saw that day? Marvin Noble had committed no crime, was not wanted on any warrant, was doing nothing more threatening or decompensating than having a soft drink at Foster Freeze on South State Street when Ukiah police appeared and slapped the felony arrest procedure on him. It was just before 1 p.m. Foster Freeze is a very popular restaurant with harried mothers, featuring a secure play area for young children with a slide and ball pool, an enclosed outdoor dining cooled by misters set in the ceiling, and food of a much higher quality than Ukiah's prevalent fast food fare. The restaurant was packed with a lunchtime crowd of children and their parents when Ukiah police officer Cedric Crook came in and confronted Marvin Noble at an inside booth. I am about to be confronted by Reckless here, who has got to take over the show because it's almost on the dot 1:30. So we will continue this reading from the Anderson Valley Advertiser of the killing of Marvin Noble by the Ukiah police on Thursday at 6. I also want to announce, for those of you who are interested in Jerry Henry's case, the fellow supporting the young people in the Apto Shopping Center, that the hearing in court, Department 9, Judge Yount's court, will be happening at 8:30 around the issue of, is the fencing off of the flowered seating area, I should say the seating area in which there are also flowers, a form of public nuisance and a form of harassment of the public by a private business or by the Apto Shopping Center, by the deputies, whoever in fact has done this. That hearing again is 8:30 in the morning, July 29th in Department 9, and you're all invited to attend. I want to thank you for being with me here today. And I want to thank Reckless for her patience as I again go over time here. Tune in again to Bathrobe Spears Broadsides on Thursday at 6. And thank you for being with me on 96.3
FM. Justice Thomas, do you promise? Do you swear that you'll be fair? After such a sad ordeal, we'd like to clear the air. You made the highest court today, and we congratulate you. Even though you couldn't get Anita Hill to debut, we'll never know if what she said is true despite the probe. just like. We'll never know if you're wearing clothes beneath that robe. You never gave opinions on the issues of the day, but judgments on your private parts you weren't afraid to say. The sexual harassment charge made hearings an obscenity, and sitting in committee there was pristine pure Ted Kennedy. We got the CD details, but precious fewer facts. Everything from natural law down to unnatural acts. Yes, we dragged you through the muck, Your Honor. Wasn't it unkind? We learned more of your private life than of your legal mind. You never said a word to anyone about Roe v. Wade. Perhaps it was you were too busy trying to get laid. From humble start to highest court, undaunted you did travel. And all we ask is that you keep your hands upon that gavel. And when you render on our rights and rule on what's obscene, don't be keeping those late nights and keep your language clean. Justice Thomas, we will promise not to bring this up again. Now that you have been confirmed, put down that poison pen. You've passed the test, and now you'll slant the court for Georgie Porgy. But don't invite the other eight to watch a movie orgy. We'll forget what we heard. Can we count on your word? Do you promise, Justice Thomas?
Freak Radio Santa Cruz, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. Always has the fucking new info up for you. This is Reckless. We're getting ready to start a show called Fucking It Up in a Fuck Society with Music and Issues for Brainwashed Children. That's right, I'm one of the brainwashed, so spit out your Prozac, boys and girls, because we're getting ready to rock here. Got a special fucking guest, Darnell, gonna help me pick out some cool tunes for y'all, so fucking stay tuned. Unfortunately, we don't have the phones working, so that's really unfortunate. I hate that, because I love having callers. You guys rock out there, listeners. We love you guys, so... Fucking, I'm going to go ahead and play some Ani DiFranco, because it's probably my only chance during the whole day that I'm going to get to play some nice fucking mellow rad chick songs. So you know what? This is Fuel, and it's off of her newer one. Little Plastic Fish? Yeah, Little Plastic Fish off Righteous Babe Records, which she actually started Righteous Babe Records for her own purposes, which I think is really cool. She didn't like submit down to any other fucking recording studio. She just started her own shit up, which is rad. Fucking shit up. Also want to let you guys know that Food Not Bombs is serving right now at the town clock, so if you want a free hot meal, doesn't matter whether you're homeless or jobless or you have a home and you have a job, everybody deserves and has the right to free hot food down at the clock tower right now. Support Food Not Bombs. If you'd like to volunteer, go ahead and give a call to their voicemail, which is 425-3345. If you know how to chop a carrot, you can be eligible. Sometimes they need people to ride bikes, ride the meal down to the town clock. So hope you all come out for that. Food Not Bombs serving right now at the town clock. Freak Radio 96.3, this is Ani DeFranco with Fuel.
They were digging a new foundation in Manhattan, and they discovered a slave cemetery there. May their souls rest easy now that lynching is frowned upon. We've moved on to the electric chair. And I wonder who's gonna be president, Tweedledum or Tweedledummer? And who's gonna have the big blockbuster box office this summer? How about we put up a wall between the houses and the highway, and then you can go your way and I can go my way. Except all the radios agree with all the TVs, and the magazines agree with all the radios, and I keep hearing that same damn song everywhere I go. Maybe I should put a bucket over my head and a marshmallow in each ear and stumble around for another dum-dum week for another humdrum hit song to appear. People used to make records, as in a record of an event, the event of people playing music in a room. Now everything is cross-marketing. It's about sunglasses and shoes or guns and drugs, you choose. We got it rehashed. We got it half-assed. We're digging up all the graves and we're spitting on the past. And we can choose between the colors of the lipstick on the whores, because we know the difference between the font of 20% more and the font of teriyaki. You tell me, how does it make you feel? You tell me what's real. And they say that alcoholics are always alcoholics, even when they're dry as my lips for years, even when they're stranded on a small desert island with no place in 2,000 miles to buy blend. I wonder, is he different? Is he different? Has he changed what he's about? Or is he just a liar with nothing to lie about? Am I headed for the same brick wall? Is there anything I can do about anything at all except go back to that corner in Manhattan and dig deeper this time? Down beneath the impossible pain of our history, beneath unknown bones, beneath the bedrock of the mystery, beneath the sewage system and the path train, beneath the cobblestones and the water main, beneath the traffic of friendships and street deals, beneath the screeching of kamikaze cab wheels, beneath everything I can think of to think about, beneath all, get out, beneath the good and the kind and the stupid and the cool, there's a fire that's just waiting for fuel. There's a fire 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 just
baby, you know we rocking it with some fucking Ani DeFranco. We have something else coming up for you. I'm gonna let my special guest Arnell go ahead and introduce it for you, but we got a fucking Pepe in the house. He does a fucking killer fucking, he does like Latino underground, like techno, new wave kind of stuff, and then he also does like oldies. What time do you start your oldies at?
10 o'clock.
When?
On Monday nights. Payaso Sideshow, listen up.
Yeah, the Payaso Sideshow, man. The fucking clown right here in the studio with me. I'm so honored, you know. But yeah, at 10 o'clock, he starts playing the fucking oldies. So if you guys are into that, fucking tune into Payaso Show at fucking Monday nights, 9 o'clock, he starts. Sometimes he gets in here a little early, starts fucking it up for us. So that's a good thing. So, fuck, we got something queued up in CD2. Darnell, what's up, man?
What do
we
got in there?
This is Against All Authority. It's Florida Band's first song on their CD. It's called
all fall down.
Various media, radio, TV, and newspapers.
Yeah, that's part of the Reagan-Bush abandonment of applying the standards of the 1934 Communications Act. They had limits before Reagan and Bush, much more severe limits. I think something like a company could only own 7 TV stations or a few radio stations. Well, they've essentially doubled that number, and there's pressures to get rid of it altogether. So what you're seeing is a major concentration of ownership by vast media conglomerates that are buying up radio and TV stations, and some of them own newspapers. And some of these media conglomerates are now controlled by industrial corporations like General Electric and Westinghouse.
Beating some idiot up at the Albert with microphone stands and stuff like that because he was healing Hitler or whatever. And what the fuck? You're not smashing fascism by doing that. You're smashing some stupid fucking idiot who with a fucking symbol who thinks he's being a rebel or something. You're not fucking smashing a Nazi. Is he a member of the German National Socialist Party? No, he's just some stupid fucking poor fucking dunce. What the fuck, man? Saying fucking anti-fascists and fascists is fucking just the same street gang mentality as POL versus the fucking Indian posse or whatever. That's so fucking immature. I thought you had more brains than that. Fuck. Man, you're not being a hero by doing that. Seriously, like, fuck. I can't believe it, man. This is getting out of hand for real, like, fuck. More important point, oh yeah, by the way, me again, is what did Noam Chomsky say about those idiots that were denying the Holocaust and shit? He said if you believe in freedom of speech, you also believe in freedom of speech for views you oppose. Otherwise, you're totalitarian. So, fuck, beat someone up because they're wearing a swastika. What the fuck, man? You know, that's just totalitarian. Others would say fascist, but I disagree. It's not fascist. It's the other end of extremism, anti-fascist totalitarianism. I mean, I don't know, like, what the fuck? What if why don't we just outlaw Christianity, man? Like, but the cross is just as, the crucifix is just as much of a symbol as a swastika, and I don't know. Some could argue that it's also evil. Let's go hang outside churches and beat the shit out of Christians. Come on, when's it gonna end, Hannah? You're becoming less and less liberal and more authoritarian. That's bad news, like, seriously. Fuck. Nah, I can't believe this. Don't think I'm sympathizing for this Nazi that you shit-case. I mean, like, I'm sure he's probably fucking beat up a lot of people, and that's retribution for what he deserves. But...
Yes, what is the number?
Huh?
What is her telephone number?
I told you I don't know her phone number.
You are boss, no?
Yes.
Please go get it, sir.
I don't have it.
You are the boss.
I don't give to nobody somebody phone number, okay?
Well, you do. So you do have it?
Yes, I have, but I don't give to nobody.
For yourself and question authority.
Yes, folks, that was Life After Life with a song called Speed off of Requiem for a Junkie. Very good CD put out by Alternative Tentacles, one of the fucking long-living alternative independent labels still going on. Home Jello Beat Afra and all that kind of shit. Got some more stuff queued up for you. Hope you spit out your Prozac by now. So, Brick Radio, 96.3. Kick back, drink a beer, smoke some pot. Because it's not illegal. No, 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 no. Before that, you were listening to Suicide Machines. Really good fucking band. I love those guys. They rock my snatch hole. And this is Armchair Martian, which I've never heard before. It's called Monsters Always Scream. We're going to listen to two tracks. This is Crestfallen. The next one we're going to listen to is called Retardant Jig. Hope you guys like them. I've never heard them before, and I want to thank Darnell for letting me fucking tune into some of this shit, you know? Freak Radio, 96.3. Fucking magic. We'll be right back.
Well, I used to think that I was better than you, 'cause I thought about you. But now I know that thinking's just the way to deal without you. It's the little things, the stupid games you play when someone's watching, and it makes you feel retarded when there's no one else around. You said I'm numb to you, but I'm numb. So I picked these flowers for you all. Some flowers that make you smile. Smiling makes you feel not so alone. The little things, the stupid games you play when someone's watching, makes you feel retarded when there's someone else around. Maybe slow, at least I know what it is about me I don't like. Care to write? I've been reading since the morning on the ground. No one's around. Always take the flight. Always fall to pieces since the morning on the ground. No one's around. Said you wanna leave, you should go. Wanna try to play cool, came up kinda cool. Really wanna leave. I'd like to explain why I did the things I did. So home's at the bar with you all. Every other time, foolish waiting thing. There's weeks and nights, and there you. Tried to play cool, came up kinda cool. Really wanna leave. Like to explain why I did the things I did. Why I did the things I did. Did the things I did.
Yeah, folks, that was Armchair Martian, and what was that?
Yeah, they're from Fort Collins, Colorado. Great band.
Fort Collins, Colorado. Great band. Might be hearing some more stuff from those guys. This is Freak Radio. I want to let you guys know that at What Is Art every Wednesday, if you go in there, you know where What Is Art is? It's fucking right in between the Clock Tower and River Street on North Pacific Avenue. And if you go there and have a $3 donation, even if you don't have a $3 donation, go down there and you can have open mic, and if you have any kind of like talent or anything, you can get up on stage and like let everybody know what's up. And that's a really cool thing that goes on every week in Santa Cruz. There's also lots of good bands playing this week. I wish we had a phone so I can let you listeners fill me in on what I don't know and let me know. But I know Junk Sick Dawn is playing August 6th at the Catalyst. We do have some free tickets in here for the Catalyst, so if you want to get some free tickets for the Cat, the cattle piss, the fucking cattle prod, whatever you want to call it, the capitalist down there making money off of fucking bands, you can go and get some free ones on Free Radio so you don't have to support that shit. Get some free tickets from Free Radio, 427 4523. Leave your phone number on there, and I personally will get back to you and maybe even meet you outside the show and get your free fucking ride into the Catalyst to see some bands. We have a couple more tickets left for July, and the rest are all for August. So if there's some bands coming up that you want to see in August at the Cattle Pit, Capitalist, go ahead and give Free Radio voicemail a call, and we'll get those tickets to you. 427-4523. This is Reckless and Darnell. Fucking it up in a fuck society with music and issues for brainwashed children. Hope you're enjoying the show. What do we got up next, man? What's queued up? I think it's
The
Living End.
Australian band. You'll be hearing a lot from them in the next year or two.
Yeah, Living End, dude. They're starting to do good, man. I'd like to hear some more shit coming out of Australia. Never really heard too many Australian bands, so kick it. 96.3 Freak Radio.
My pain is better than anyone else's. My pain is more serious than anyone else's. My pain is more important than anyone else's. Compared to my pain, everyone else's pain is petty. Everyone else's pain is meaningless. Everyone else's pain is a day at the beach. A walk in the park, a fucking piece of fucking cake. It's my pain, my pain, my pain, my pain. Beating breast, my pain. Licking open sores, my pain. Crying thick red tears of arterial blood, my pain. Twisting the knife blade around and around and around, my pain. Representative of all the injustice that has ever happened, is happening, or will happen to anyone, anywhere, anyhow. My pain, my pain, my pain. I blame my lovers. I blame my parents. I blame organized religion. I blame the current administration. I blame the capitalist system of economics. But most importantly, I blame everyone who has ever lived. Because you have all been party to my torment. If not directly, then indirectly. If you don't believe me, just give me a little time. My pain, my pain, my pain. Some say I need to get over it. transcend. Some say I need to put it all behind me, go on with my life. Some say I may require professional help in order to accomplish this. What do they know? They've never experienced my pain. My pain is so truly, enormously unique. If I didn't dwell on it, who would? My pain, boy howdy does the world owe me but big time. My pain allows me to be bitter and resentful towards those who have caused my suffering, towards those who do not share my suffering, towards those who have not heard about my suffering. My pain releases me from the responsibility of having to accomplish anything with my life, because I can always blame my failure on my status as a member of a socially disenfranchised group of people. My pain makes me the most important person in this room. And if you don't agree, it's because you don't understand and there's something horribly, horribly wrong with you. Thank you.
You rise up against the establishment. Is it a conspiracy that the music is telling the youth to rise up against the establishment because the establishment is rapidly destroying things? Is that a conspiracy? The music speaks to you every day, but you're too deaf, dumb, and blind to listen. It's not my conspiracy. It's not my music. I hear what it relates. It's this rise, it's this kill.
That's what they could do. Anything they want. Good old those days. Well, just have fun. And try to take
your head. Is this the end of technological man? Is this the conclusion of all our yesterdays? The boasts of our fabled science, the superhuman conquests of space and time, the age of the wheel, we were warned of judgment. Now, here it is.
Broken glass, battered, bloody faces. Big ego shot out when I feel old. I think back on those days, glad in desolation. I was never there. Why don't we go down into the sewage filled pit? Say when it's job done. Now you love it. Bleeding for me. Been over this long. If I can find your anus in this alcoholic world. Oh!
folks. That was the motherfucking Vicious Midgets, anciently old Santa Cruz band that I love so much. I wish, you know what, Freak Radio used to have a Vicious Midgets in here, but now all I can find is one record with one song, so we're just going to have to do with that. This is one of my favorite bands coming up. This is right.
This is the light of the mind, cold and planetary. The trees of the mind are black, the light is blue. The grasses unload their griefs on my feet, as if I were God, prickling my ankles and murmuring their humility. Fumy spiritus mists inhabit this place, separated from my house by a row of headstones. I simply cannot see where there is to get to. The moon is no door. It is a face in its own right, white as a knuckle and terribly upset. It drags the sea after it like a dark crime. It is quiet, with the ogape of complete despair. I live here. Twice on Sunday, the bells startle the sky, eight great tongues affirming the resurrection. At the end, they soberly bong out their names. The yew tree points up. It has a gothic shape. The eyes lift after it and find the moon. The moon is my mother. She is not sweet like Mary. Her blue garments unloose small bats and owls. How I would like to believe in tenderness, the face of the effigy gentled by candles, bending on me in particular its mild eyes. I have fallen a long way. Clouds are flowering blue and mystical over the face of the stars. Inside the church, the saints will be all blue, floating on their delicate feet over the cold pews, their hands and faces stiff with holiness. The moon sees nothing of this. She is bald and wild. The message of the yew tree is blackness. Blackness and silence. Stoops picking greens with his mother. This is the scene in the great elm shadows. A pail stands by her feet. Her dress conceals her chill knees. Made bitter by the tall man who now lifts a glass, she thinks with his friends. Or worse, seeks a younger love in the town. While she, with her fading muslin aprons and her dented tin pail, seeks greens, always greens, and wins with intermittent sighs, sympathy, love forever from the boy. He does not know, this sharp-boned boy who bends to his mother, that he has been seduced already, that he has known anguish, bliss of sex, as much as he will ever know. He does not know, here in the bee's shadow, he has become the tall and angry man. The husband wounding the woman who bends, sighs and is ecstatic in her clutching of sons. bending dark of brow by her pale, stooped, brushing back the long complaining strands of her hair. She is now too proud to weep, but not to read the law, to reap greens, greens, forever in her small, pathetic pail.
I'm not done.